Hello, welcome back to Plugged In. We've missed a couple of episodes due to a few things that has been happening, but I'm so excited to be back and thank you once again for your support and for tuning in. Today we are talking about freedom in God, and we're looking at the Word of God as always from John chapter 8 verse 36. The Word of God says that if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye are free indeed. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, ye are free indeed. Another version says that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. That means that there's no question about it. There's no doubt about it. When God sets us free, His freedom is permanent. His freedom is complete. We are totally free from everything that holds us bound, from everything that holds us captive. Beloved, God today wants to remind you that you are set free, that you are no longer in bondage, that you are no longer under the control of sin, that you are no longer under the control of pain, that you are no longer under the control of suffering. God is telling you and I that He has set us free. And that should give us joy in our hearts. That should fill our hearts with singing. That should fill our hearts with so much peace. That peace that surpasses understanding. You see, someone that is held in captivity cannot live fully. They cannot live to their full potential. Someone that is held bound is under the control of someone. But we are not under the control of any human being or any situation or any circumstance, because God Himself has set us free. Awesome. Awesome. And so today, be reminded that you are set free from your past mistakes. You are not your mistakes. The things that have happened in the past are in the past. Beloved, God said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19, He said, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." How awesome. Beloved, God is saying that I'm making a way out for you, a way of escape. A way of escape. Maybe you find yourself in a situation that seems overwhelming, that seems like you can't get out of it, that seems out of your control. But today God is assuring you that I have set you free. Indeed, I'm not just stopping there, I'm making a way out for you. I'm carving a way of escape for you. I'm giving you a way out. God has set you free and He is on your side. So whatever has been holding you back, whatever is stopping you from moving forward, whatever is stopping you from walking in that totality and the fullness of your potential, of who you are, of walking in that confidence, whatever is stopping you from walking as that child of God who is fearfully and wonderfully made, who knows who they are in God, today God is reminding you that you are set free. You are no longer held by your past. God is giving you a new beginning because He is able to. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the owner of every start, of every beginning. And God is giving you a fresh start. God is giving you a new beginning. So don't allow yourself to be held down when God has not held you down. Rise up and begin to walk in that totality of freedom. Wow, it's always awesome to hear a word from the Lord, and what a powerful word that is. So today, as you go out, remember to stay plugged in and walk in the fullness of that freedom.